is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hamas and Israel release a fifth group of hostages, which includes 10 Israelis and two Thai citizens. In return, Israel has freed 30 Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Lilia Luciano in Tel Aviv.
We learn more from the Israeli hostages about their conditions in captivity.
She told me sometime the food was not enough and the water was not enough. She told me in some points they had a small bottle of water for each person for 2 days.
Yair Rotem says his niece, 13-year-old Ila, emerged on Saturday thinner, pale, and quieter, but is improving.
Today marked the second of 3 days of memorials for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. Her husband Jimmy attended a ceremony at Atlanta's Glenn Memorial Church, along with the Bidens, the Clintons, and former First Ladies Bush, Obama, and Trump. Her son James said his mother was vital to the family.
My mother was the glue that held our family together through the ups and downs and thicks and thins of our family's politics. As individuals, she believed in us.
Rosalynn Carter's funeral tomorrow is private. Disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch is sentenced to for stealing some $12 million from clients in his law firm. Judge Clifton Newman tells Murdoch, who's already serving two life sentences without parole for murdering his wife and younger son.
You have one 20-year sentence and a consecutive 7-year sentence for a total sentence of 27 years.
Scientists make a breakthrough in how lung cancer spreads. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Scientists at Tulane University say they found a way to stop a protein that spreads lung cancer. The study is the first to show that three proteins in the body's cells can work together to impede a fourth protein, the one that helps cancer cells grow. They hope the findings lead to a new anti-cancer drug and more personalized treatment.
Billionaire investor Charlie Munger, an opponent of taxes on the wealthiest Americans and Warren Buffett's partner at Berkshire Hathaway, has died at the age of 99. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Although Warren Buffett is often seen to be the face of Berkshire Hathaway, Charlie Munger was an equal and important partner to Buffett. Buffett's nickname for Munger was the abominable no man because he loved to reject potential investments.
Oakland is getting a new minor league baseball team, the Oakland Ballers, or Bees for short, with plans to begin play in May of 2024. The intent is to keep baseball alive in Oakland as the Athletics move to Las Vegas. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 17 overnight under cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 37. Tomorrow night, lows around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever.
And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom. I'd like to entitle this one, The Kids Are Not All Right Tuesday Edition.
Kids are not all right, Crudy. Happy Tuesday, Nate. Working the board, our fair audience. Yes, you are right, man. The kids are not all right. But I guess it depends on who you ask.
From my point of view, I think the kids are doing just fine. I think the kids are wonderful. And when we reference the kids, we mean new voters, right, Dom? Especially the college-age new voters.
Like literally our kids' ages.
Our kids. My son, Karsten, gets to vote next year's presidential. Oh, yeah. In fact, he might even get to vote in the primary.
Ooh.
The partisan primary. That's in August, right? He's an early August birthday. I'll leave it at that. But he turns 18 next year. Caden gets to vote. You're Izzy and Adler. They both are of voting age now, Dom.
Absolutely. The kids and are all right. My kids are all right, man.
My kids are pretty damn good as well. Yeah, I haven't noted. Right. And, of course, Kelsey in California, you know, she's on the leftist coast, Dom.
Oh, yes.
And I've noted in our five children, and sometimes the kids rebel against the parents, let's just say.
Yeah.
There's not a young Republican in the bunch.
Not one member of the Young America's Foundation.
Now, my one son does want to pursue a business career, perhaps someday, Dom. You know, you could see where it might push him towards an Alex P. Keaton kind of future. But no, not in this political environment. You know, to go on campus means you're probably thoughtful if you're pursuing higher education. Now, I went for the beer. You know, lacrosse was quite a party school when we attended, Dom.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, baby.
Although that night we were there, it still seems like it's doing its best as a party school, upholding the grand reputation as a party school. But we were there Oktoberfest weekend. It was
careful, man. It's tough to leave that town sometimes. You know how college towns are. They're a blast.
They are. And they often vote, let's just say, blue, Dom. And that's where the problem comes in for Republicans, especially the Scotty Wanker sort. Let's lead with the Rolling Stone National Magazine. Here's what it says. The GOP is pushing to steal students' votes. Instead, they're seeing increased turnout in lawsuits challenging new restrictions.
Yes.
Here is what's reported at the Rolling Stone. Last week in Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could invalidate the state's comically, ludicrously, preposterously gerrymandered maps. I don't think even Protasewicz went that far.
I mean, that's a hell of a first sentence.
If the court strikes those maps down, it will likely mean the end of the GOP's decade-long domination of the state house, and it will be because of what happened in Dane County in April. And I'd like to say as a footnote, you're welcome.
Well done.
I think we've been doing our best here to turn out the vote in Dane County for 12 years plus, Dom. But anyways, if we can take credit for just our little sliver of a part.
Oh, we're being way too humble. It's all because of us.
Dom, almost a 250,000 voters turned out in Dane, home of the University of Wisconsin, for a spring special election. Several thousand more voters than turned out in Milwaukee, a county with almost double Dane's population. A staggering 82% of Dane voters cast ballots to elevate liberal Judge Janet Protasewicz to the state Supreme Court. Protasewicz, whose vote could decide the gerrymandering case, ended up winning by 11 points, by essentially the margin of Dane County, I think, Dom. Coming on the heels of the 2022 midterms, when Wisconsin led the nation in youth turnout in the country, The GOP judicial candidates, April, humiliation, stunned the party. The GOP, that is, if you weren't clear. Former Wisconsin gubernator Scott Walker put it plainly, young people are the issue.
You damn kids, get off my lawn.
Doesn't he have a couple of young ones recently out of college? We've got to turn it around if we're going to win again, says Walker. You're not. You're not going to win again, Wanker. Now the president of the conservative youth organization, I always get this wrong, Tom, called Young Adolphs. No, Young America's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
And he told Fox News the power that young voters weld was not exactly a revelation to Walker. As governor 12 years earlier, he signed a law making it harder to use student ID to vote, prompting universities in Wisconsin to offer IDs that met the state's new standards for free. And student engagement has only soared in Wisconsin in the years since. But that hasn't stopped the GOP from pulling pages from the same playbook across the country this year. Targeted efforts to disenfranchise student voters have ramped up as election after election prove just how critical the bloc is to guarantee Democratic victories. I appreciate the IC at the end of Democratic victories. With encouragement from influential GOP operatives, those efforts, which met with middling success in 23, are poised to escalate in 24. And they speak to growing fear with which Republican officials and strategists regard the young voters. Dom, the kids are not all right as far as the GOP is concerned.
Crudy, again, from the Rolling Stone, written by Tessa Stewart. I'll jump in here. In Wisconsin, the GOP-controlled legislature has seized every opportunity to try and block students from voting. A quote from Morgan Hess, the executive director of Wisconsin Assembly Democrats: "We've seen really strong student engagement in our last couple of elections, and suddenly we're seeing new legislation that would prohibit students' ability to vote." Hess pointed to GOP efforts over the past several years to make it harder to register, eliminate drop boxes, shorten early voting, increase residency requirements, and reduce polling locations, mostly in Madison and Milwaukee. Has said they are very targeted operations that serve to further entrench the power they already have.
That does seem like a trend, does it not?
It certainly does. Again, as mentioned, the same playbook. Months after their April routing, party functionaries at the Wisconsin GOP convention mulled a resolution demanding college students to vote absentee in their hometowns. One supporter of the resolution declared students had hijacked his city. The resolution failed to advance after another official raised the possibility that attacking students' right to vote could backfire, an argument that seems prophetic in retrospect, as a growing number of polls show Donald Trump, the presumptive GOP nominee, outpolling Joe Biden with young voters. Nevertheless, Republicans and state legislatures across the country this year have proposed laws targeting the student vote. In New Hampshire, House Republicans introduced a bill that would have prohibited any college students who pay out-of-state tuition from voting and required the state's colleges to provide the Secretary of State with a list of eligible voters. Lawmakers want the elections to be the reflection of those who reside in New Hampshire